today, Father Time.
Hi, audience.
Well, here I am again with 1,500 smackers for one of our couples. And if any of them say the secret word, the duck won't come down and pay him $100. The word tonight is tree. Oh, boy, he's in full swing again. Okay, duck. The frost is on the pumpkin. Head south, will you? Mr. Fenneman, take him with you.
We have a couple of people who aren't married, Roger.
Are you related to this duck?
No, I don't believe so.
There is a resemblance.
I just say we have a couple of people who aren't married, Groucho. They're Miss Zale Perry and Mr. Bill Rutter. They've never met each other until just now. So, folks, you can please and meet Groucho Marx.
Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Zale Perry and Bill Rutter, eh? And, well, you'll have to go at this thing alphabetically. I'll begin with Zale. What kind of a name is Zale?
Zale's a nickname, Groucho.
Oh, it's not like Red Zale's on the sunset, huh? Are you related to Tony Zale, the prize fighter?
No, I'm not. It's a nickname for Rosalia.
Rosalia?
Yes.
Oh.
And it was slowly shortened to Azalea, Zalia, and then finally Zale, and that stuck with me.
Well, it's a lovely name and most unique.
Thanks.
How old are you, Azalea?
I'm 21.
21. Well, that's a unique thing, too. We don't often have any girls of your age around here. Usually around 100 by the time I get them. Let's see, you're Bill Rutter, eh?
Yes, sir.
Does anyone ever take you for Phil Silvers?
Oh, yes, they do, Groucho. I'm known as the poor man, Phil Silvers. See, I don't have his money.
Oh. Well, who does, you know?
I don't know.
What is your line of work, Bill?
Oh, I've had many jobs, Groucho. I've worked as a grocery delivery man. I've delivered circulars.
Do you have a job now, Bill?
I have a part-time job now, delivering telephone directories.
Oh, classified or just the other kind?
Mostly the other kind.
So do you find this is better than the classified?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, it's, covers more territory.
Well, that's a pretty baffling answer. Now, is that all you do? Just deliver the classified telephone?
Oh no, I'm a singer too.
Do you sing while you're delivering these books?
No.
Well, have you had any experience as a singer?
Yes, I have. I've sung. I had a little bit of experience as a singer. I've sung with Wally Stouffer's orchestra and Ken Harris's orchestra, and I sung in a nightclub in Lowell, Massachusetts.
And they have a nightclub in Lowell, Massachusetts?
Yes,
when is it operating? The daytime? Zale, do you have any hobbies? For example, what do you like to do on weekends?
On weekends, I skin dive, Groucho.
You dive in your skin?
Skin diving is a sport that has just been introduced. And to skin dive...
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you.
To skin dive, Groucho, it's just going beneath the surface, not more than 30 feet, with either an aqualung or just holding your breath and swimming around along with the fish. 2 weeks, spear them, and also take many movies.
How far down can you dive with this rig?
With the aqualung, I dove to 209 feet.
Well, I admire you, Zale. It must take a lot of courage to go down that deep. I get panicky when the barber puts my head in the sink for a shampoo. Isn't that getting in pretty deep for a young girl like you?
Yes, it is, Groucho. It's the women's world record.
Well, congratulations. Let me take your hand, Zale.
Low?
Zale.
I've always wanted to meet the girl who sunk lower than any other woman in the world. You know, last October, we had a woman on our show who's been higher than any other woman in the world. Did you know that?
No.
Her name is Mrs. Diane Firth, I think, some name like that. She climbed some mountain in China. Now, if we could only get a woman who's never done anything, we could close for the season right now. Well, it's been a devastating experience talking to you two. Now let's see how much money you can win. You're going to play your bet your life. Now, we start you off with $100. You try to increase your bankroll by answering 4 questions. You understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you've selected capitals of foreign countries. Now, what are you going to start?
$100.
$100. Well, you are the one, Zale. All right. What is the capital of Ethiopia?
Addis Ababa.
Addis Ababa's right. Addis Ababa.
So good luck. $200.
Hey, you really are a courageous one, you two. Now you have how much?
$200.
$200. Now what are you going to do?
$90.
What is the capital of Venezuela?
Caracas.
Caracas is right, huh?
$290.
It'd be fine. Okay. What is the capital of Romania?
Bucharest.
Bucharest is right.
$370.
Now, what are you going to do this time? Here's your last chance to beat the other couple.
Yeah,
$70. What is the capital of Panama?
Panama.
Oh, brother, this fellow is sharp. Panama City, what are we giving you?
And you wind up with $420.
Thank you very much.
Before we went on the air, our studio audience selected Miss Gwen Anderson. Her partner is Mr. Patrick Cunningham. So, folks, as you come in, please, and meet Roger Marks.
Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Gwen Anderson. Well, you're a fine-looking gal. How old are you, Gwen?
29.
29. Mm-hmm. Well, you look pretty good for 29. You look good for 39. What, you have a husband, eh?
Oh, yes.
What sort of work does your husband do?
Well, he's an electronic technician at Hughes.
You have a job?
Yes, I'm a crane operator, Groucho.
You're a what?
I'm a crane operator.
Crane? You mean with birds in the zoo?
No. I run an electric overhead bridge crane.
And you operate on these cranes?
Well, we pick up...
Steam shovel, you mean?
No, it's not a steam shovel. It's a crane. And we pick up different shapes and...
Crane and Jewish is horseradish. Did you know that?
Well, it isn't in Harvey and England.
Well, you say this isn't a steam shovel?
No, it's a crane.
But what is the difference between a crane and a steam shovel?
Well, a steam shovel runs on the ground and scoops stuff out from the ground, and the crane runs up in the air, picks stuff up on top of the ground.
Well, do you ever get butterfingers and drop a ton or two on somebody's foot?
Well, I've never dropped anything with the man saver, but I've dropped stuff with the bells. However, sometimes you pick up something more than you want.
No, I've done that frequently. It's always ended disastrously for me. Well, now, let's see. Who are you again? You're Gwen Anderson, huh?
No, I'm Pat Cunningham.
You're Pat Cunningham. Well, who's Gwen Anderson?
I think the young lady...
Oh, you're Gwen Anderson. Oh, it's Gwen Anderson.
I thought I was talking to him all the time.
Boy, you said he can get confused up here. Well, you're a handsome and patient young man, and if you ever like a ride on a crane, I'm sure we can arrange it. How old are you, Pat?
I'm 28 years old. Yes.
28. Are you married?
Not yet, no.
Now, what sort of work do you do, Pat?
Well, Groucho, I own and operate a sporting goods store, and I'm a bullfighter.
You're a bullfighter?
Yes.
In the store, you have a bull? And...
Not in the store, I don't know.
Is this true?
Yes, sir. I've been fighting bull for 2 years. I started over in Spain last year.
Well, that's a fairly normal job for a young man of 28. Especially if he has no desire to be 29. Well, how did you happen to become a bullfighter? Did you get tired standing in line at the butcher shop?
No, I went down to Tijuana and I met some... people down there, aficionados, and I met some matadors down there, and I got interested in it from there. I didn't decide just like that. It took me a while, and...
Well, what happened then? You rushed out and kicked the first billboard with Elsie the cow on it, huh?
No, I went over to Spain, and Seville, that's where I went.
You went in the Seville service?
Well,
Well, I've been to bullfights in Mexico City. I never understood why they cut off the bull's ear. Could you explain that?
Yeah, it's an award that they give. For example, if the bullfighter is done well.
This is after the coup de grace, of course, huh?
Yeah. Well, see, it depends a lot on the kill, too. I mean, if he kills on the first thrust and has a pretty good faena, that's with the mulete and with the cape or capote, they'll probably give him an ear. And it progresses. If he does exceptionally well, they give him two ears. And if he does sensational, they give him two ears and a tail. And if he almost commits suicide, they throw him the hoof. They give him the ears, the tail, and the hoof.
Now that's life. You knock yourself out and wind up with a couple of ears, a tail, and a hoof. The two guys named Armour and Swift, who had nothing to do with it, get the stakes. Well, you're a charming couple, and it's been an experience talking to you two. Now, let's play your best of life.
In the race for the $1,500, the first couple won $440, and the secret word is tree.
You select the sports, and this, you ought to be easy. Good for you. You have a sporting goods store. Remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. Now, one answer between you on everything. Now, what do you want to start with?
Start at 50.
50. In golf, when a player finishes a hole and one under par, what do you call that score?
That's a birdie.
That's right. A birdie is right.
Now I have $150.
Now then, what are you going to go for?
60.
The fastest recorded time for a certain track event is 3 minutes, 58 seconds. What is the event?
The mile.
The mile run with Vanity.
You don't have $210.
Now then, $210, what are you going to go for?
I'm going to go for the door right now. 70?
70.
All right. 70. What famous racetrack is located in the Miami area?
Santa something. Wait a minute. Tron Delmar?
No, Hialeah.
You lost half your $210, you now have $105.
Okay, now don't get discouraged.
$80.
In what sport is Olympic champion Pat McCormick famous?
Well, that's a girl bullfighter, but this is diving.
Swimming and diving is correct.
And you wind up with $185. Something pretty unusual for you now. Usually, as you remember, we have just two people on a team. But these people sort of go together, all four of them. So we think it'd be a shame to split them up. So will Herman and Harmon and Leela and Lola Lovelace please come in and meet Groucho Marx?
Say the secret word, and divide $100. It's a common, something, you, see, every day, George, you're kidding. There's no such people as these. Would somebody mind telling me what's going on here? Speak up, somebody.
We're two pairs of twins. Twins married to twins.
Did you identify yourselves and tell me who you're married to? You, why don't you, on the end, you start.
I'm Herman.
You're Herman?
I'm married to Leela.
Where's Leela?
I'm Leela, married to Herman.
And I'm Lola, married to Herman.
I'm Herman, married to Lola.
Yeah, I sure thought you were Leela. Well, I'm Groucho and I'm leaving. Herman, where are you from? St. Paul and Minneapolis, the Twin Cities?
No, Carthage, Missouri.
Carthage?
Carthage, Missouri. So Herman and I were raised there.
Oh. Lola? Now, where were you? Which one is Lola?
I'm Lola.
You're Lola.
And Leela.
You sure you're not Herman?
No, I'm really Lola.
Oh. How old is your sister, Leela?
She's 59.
And you?
I'm 59.
How old are you, Herman?
I'm 59. I'm Herman over here.
You may be Herman over there, but he's Herman over here.
I'm 59.
How long have you been married, Leela?
We've been married 35 years, and we had a double ceremony.
I bet the judge had a double scotch right after.
Lola, you and your sister look exactly alike to me. Is there any birthmark or vaccination to distinguish you?
Yes, I have a vaccination scar, and she doesn't.
She doesn't?
She doesn't.
Is Hyman aware of this? Herman, is that how you tell him apart?
I'm Herman over here.
You may be Herman over there, but you're Herman over here. If you want to be Herman, you'll have to come over here. Everybody on this side is Herman. What do you do for a living, Harmon?
I'm a veterinarian. I work for the government.
Oh, veterinarian. You never ate meat in your whole life?
I'm a veterinarian, not vegetarian.
Oh. I don't hear very well. My glasses need fixing. Well, what is your job, Harmon?
I'm Herman. And I'm a veterinarian, too. I work for the government.
We're all doomed, I think. Leela, did you both live in the same town?
Yes, we do, in Modesto, California, in the same house.
Uh-huh. Same house?
In the same house.
It's a good thing there's a vaccination there. Well, could you tell us something about the way you live, Leela?
We.
No, I didn't mean you. I meant this one.
Lola, I'm Lola.
Weren't you Hyman a little while ago?
I think I'm still Lola.
I think I'm Lola. No, I'm lonely. I'm Lola.
We live as one family.
As one family?
Yes, we do. We have just one bank account. We all write checks on it. We have just one family car.
Well, I think it's admirable that you can all live together in perfect harmony. However, if you ever did have a battle, it'd be confusing, wouldn't it? Nobody knew who was slugging who. You know, they all say that variety is the spice of life. In addition to being a theatrical weekly, now, Hyman, or Harmon, don't you ever get sick of looking at Hyman after all these years of being so close? I'll be honest now.
I'm Herman.
I don't care who you are. Don't think you take a look at me.
No, I think he's better. Harmon's a very nice little fellow.
How about you? Did you get sick of looking at your brother?
Oh, no. Never.
Well, what about when you shave? You don't need a mirror. You just stand in front of each other. You're a couple of pretty cute-looking guys.
Thank you.
Pretty cute-looking guys, too.
Thank you.
And now we're going to play You Bet Your Life. Do you all know how to play this game?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it'd be fair to our other couples if all four of you had a crack at the answers. Why don't you elect two of you to represent all of you, and the other two can remain as the ambassadors or plenipotentiaries. One girl and one boy, or
no.
We're going to see if we found out who the brains are in this family.
They just passed off.
Okay, you two are elected. I don't want to push you around at home anymore. You notice that they're relying on you. They don't know the answers. Think of the arguments there'll be in the next 20 years. All right, let's see how much money you can make.
In the race for the $1,500, the first couple is still leading with $440.
You selected the animal kingdom, and remember, the more the question is worth, the harder it is. And your partners are one answer between you. All right, what do you want to start with? 10, 20, 30, all the way up to 100. The bigger the money, the harder the question.
He wants $400.
$100. Well, all right. What is the name of the gluttonous seabird used by the Chinese to catch fish? This is for $100. Talk it over. What is the name of the gluttonous seabird used by the Chinese to catch fish?
Pelican.
No, it's not a pelican. It's a cormorant. C-O-R-M-O-R-A-N-T.
I know.
You lost half your $100. You still have $50.
All right, don't get discouraged. Now, what are you going to go for?
$80.
What is the name of the aquatic bird of northern parts of the United States that has a weird laughing cry?
Is that the Goonie bird? Goonie?
Goonie bird.
Goonie.
The Goonie bird, Goonie. They say. This isn't what I got. I have loon.
Loon?
Well, you lost half your 50. You now have $25.
Well, keep plugging away now, kids. All right, what are you going to go for? 70?
60? All right.
All right, what is another name for the spotted coach dog?
Dalmatian.
Dalmatian is right.
You now have $95.
Well, what are you going to go for?
90.
90? What is the name of the South American animal whose protection is a bony plate of armor? Some of them have migrated as far north as the United States.
The armadillo.
Armadillo is right.
You wind up with $185.
Thank you,
guys. Bronco.
Here we go for $1,500. I'll give you 15 seconds to decide on a single answer between you. Think carefully and please no help from the audience. Scotland Yard is a famous criminal investigation agency of England. For $1,500, what is the famous criminal investigation? What is the famous criminal investigation agency of France? All right, what is the answer you two have decided upon? Take a guess.
Sturdy Day Police.
Sorte is right. We're going diving tomorrow. Well, you win $1,500. So how much in the quiz, George?
$440 in the quiz.
That gives them a total of how much, George?
$1,940.
Oh, yes. Oh. George, you're as sharp as a mushroom. What do you do with all that swag? You're going to split almost $2,000.
Well, with my share, I would like to go to Paris and meet the first men fish, Cousteau and Dumas, and enjoy with them the Mediterranean. Two, or if there's any left, I'd like to dive in the tropical waters.
You mean with $1,000 you're going around looking for fish? Men aren't good enough for you, huh? What about you? What are you going to look for?
Well, Grouch, I've been trying so hard to get into show business, and I've been trying to get an agent, and I just haven't been able to get one, so I've decided to, I'm going to take some of that money and open up my own record company, put my voice on record, and try to exploit myself.
Well, I hate to see a fellow throw his money away like that.